This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven half the hour of the DJV program. Hi, Doug Steffen here with Jennifer and Victoria and Jay. That is the Horn and Keelan and Kirshner contingent here on the DJV program with discussions about the headlines of the day, the talk. And I want to go back to a conversation that Victoria and I, we all have it from time to time, maybe a refresher course in the concept of freedom of speech and what it means. At least what it means to me, and maybe the ladies all have their own individual way of looking at it. I think it's hard to not have some sort of universal, I'm cleaning my glasses so I can see what it is that I'm talking about. I don't have to see anything to bring up the sort of usual offenders, the people that that are discounted because they say things that aren't popular. And I guess we can all come up with somebody maybe that we know in our own circle, maybe who's a national figure, but the whole business, this conversation kind of comes to my mind because of the takeover of Twitter and Elon Musk and what the Europeans are saying that he has to do in order to have their good graces. And so I think about who is it in America, whether it be a politician or some public figure, somebody who's an entertainer, get off and say crazy things, and they sometimes get away with it and sometimes they don't. I guess the best example I can come up with today is what Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, said about the Russians and Putin, and after all, he's only going after countries that used to be in the USSR, and that fell like a lump on a lot of people's mental digestive process.
Was he excusing it? Was he saying, like, well, it's not like he's going after other countries. He's only going after what used to be Russia's?
Well, that's kind of the tone, but you don't know. I didn't hear. I'm just reading, and yeah. I don't know what the nuance is when you listen to somebody's tone.
Yeah, sometimes that's different.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, here's the thing. Freedom of speech doesn't mean that there aren't consequences for your speech. Freedom of speech is, and I think Elon Musk put it perfectly. He's like, all of those people who are upset about me buying Twitter, stay here. I want to hear all of your voices, and I'm paraphrasing here.
Mm-hmm.
I think what happens is that we start criticizing people for, well, they shouldn't be able to say that. Well, everybody should be able to say what they want.
Yeah.
There are going to be consequences, though. I mean, we're all held accountable for the things that we've said. You know, Doug, you felt it in the past. You said something people haven't liked, and then all of a sudden there's consequences to pay. But you get the right to say it, and that's what's great about the country. I think we go in this direction, well, they shouldn't say anything at all, or we all have to agree 100%, or there are going to be consequences. You know, we have to have homogenized thought. Freedom of speech means, as much as I don't like what AOC has to say, that I'll stand right next to her shoulder and shoulder to shoulder and defend her right to say whatever she wants to say.
She wouldn't do that for you, though.
I know she would not. And that's,
well,
you know, that's
without her being here, I don't know that that's, we can't make that statement.
I can't imagine that she would be too apt to do it. But look, maybe I'm wrong.
We can soften it a little by saying, I can't imagine that she would do that. But that's what we're saying. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about, Victoria. And
but
Jay,
see, that's
the
label,
the
and
business.
I think that's what we're in dangerous territory, right, with labeling. Well, if you're a Republican, then you think
well, that's
that, but if you're a Democrat,
point. Thank you. You're
there
making
are
my
of,
point for me.
But there are
yeah.
plenty of Democrats, and I can't speak for AOC because I don't follow her closely enough to know what maybe she has talked about this. I don't know. But, you know, it's just this labeling of people and categorizing, it's got to stop.
Well,
because you cannot put everybody in one box, and it's getting
so
but
really
I think we
annoying.
All do it. We
but
maybe,
I think
that's what being aware of it is what I guess I'm trying to aim at, being aware of it, because we all, you've just said what is true in my mind.
And classic
everybody does it.
Classic liberals used to stand, I mean, classic liberals do typically, traditionally stand for free speech. The problem is that classic liberals are sort of becoming a dying breed, and the leftists are taking over more and more with the party's mentality, which is why I think politics gets brought into it. My colleague over at Salem Radio, where I do my morning show, is Dennis Prager, and Dennis will take hours talking about the difference between liberals and leftists. Liberals and conservatives used to be able to agree on a problem and figure out different ways to solve it, and they'd argue like crazy about how to get there, but at least they could agree on the problem.
He's right.
It's a little bit different, I think, when you have the extremes come into play. And probably to some extent the argument can be made for the far right as well. But that's what
I mean, definitely,
and
I don't know we can say to some extent. I mean, it's equal on both sides of the extremes.
Yeah, and you can find even yesterday I saw something about the Biden administration phasing out what were referred to as inefficient light bulbs that were championed by Trump. That's a ridiculous comment and statement. They were like Trump came up like he was Edison and invented a new light bulb.
No, but the reason for that is that Trump didn't like the LED lights. That was a whole big thing.
Yeah, I don't like them either. But
they're more energy efficient, so that's
I know that. I get that. Yep, they also cost a lot more, and they don't last as long as people say that they would. I realize that they're brighter and all that other stuff. The discussion isn't about the light bulb. It's about the fact that Trump automatically gets discounted because he's Trump.
Well, because that's what he did.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about in general, Victoria, broaden the search here on every, you know as well as I do. I could have a conversation with my children, and if Trump came up, he would be blasted. That's just the way they feel about him, and I don't get, I didn't like him and his personality. I liked some of the things that he accomplished, as is the case with Biden. I think some of the things they've come up with, or he comes up with on his own, are okay. But a lot of the people around him, they negate what's going on both. And this is part of it is the discussion about whether he can say, when Biden says something silly, or what seems to be like, okay, we can't trust him to say, we better back it off. No, I mean, the guy said what he wanted to say. And so we're watering down the argument here somewhat, but it normally happens about with regard to the AOCs of the world and Marjorie Taylor Greens of the world and Rand Pauls of the world. If I said something about, what's his face, your Congressman Adam Schiff from Los Angeles, you'd, Jennifer, probably have something negative to say about him. And I get that, but even if you say something negative, does that mean he shouldn't have said what he said, or you shouldn't be able to say about him?
You mistake me.
I'm not accusing you of anything. I'm just saying.
No, but I want to hear what everybody has to say. I think freedom of speech is great because it's a great way to illuminate who people really are so you can make decisions. Look,
right.
You wouldn't
bring everybody out into the light.
I want to hear everything that Adam Schiff has said. The reason I don't have anything nice to say about Adam Schiff is because he doesn't live in my district. I don't see him ever except at an occasional parade when he comes through town. And he has consistently lied to the American people about seeing incontrovertible evidence of Russian collusion with Donald Trump, which was a big fat lie. And so, I mean, those are the reasons why. And look, this is what's really important, is that we get emotional reactions. When you talk to your kids, you were just bringing it up. When you talk to your kids and you say the name Trump, you automatically get, ugh, and discounted.
Right.
What we need to be doing a better job of is not liking people. You cannot like President Trump all day long, but be able to articulate why. Because most people just have emotional reactions. Well, I don't know if they do, because the emotional response is, oh, I don't even want to hear about that you-know-what hole and blah, 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 blah. You know, that's typically how, and look, believe me, my whole social circle are people who do not agree with me politically. So I see it. And I think there's very emotional responses, and it happens on both sides, to people that we need to figure out how to use our words and our minds instead of just feelings. Because honestly, at the end of the day, your feelings matter in the moment, but they don't really matter long term. You have to be able to articulate facts, what's true.
I think
if we stopped reacting emotionally, we'd probably all get along a lot better.
You just said something that makes me think about my relationship.
You're totally right.
A guy the fellow down the street who's a very good friend of mine, he invited me to his house for Thanksgiving. Easter. That was the most recent holiday. Thanks for remembering that, Doug. Yep. So anyway, he invites me down, and I didn't go until the end of the day because I was busy on the farm, but he's always very warm and very, very nice. We've been great friends for a long time. We've had our ups and downs, and most of it is early on what he had to say about Trump and his beliefs. And I don't like to engage my friends in discussions like that any more than I engage my family in these discussions, because we don't necessarily agree. So I let them say what they want to say, and then I don't say anything. And then we are still friends. Because, you know,
that's how I exist with, you know, all of my parents' friends are all Republicans, and my parents were always the lone Democrats in their, you know, rather sort of large social circle. And so, but that's how I've grown up. I've had to bite my tongue and never offer an opinion. And it's everyone else. When I was a kid, it was everything anti-Hillary and anti-Bill Clinton. And so, you know, I just had to bite my tongue because, you know, I was one in an ocean, you know? So, I mean, that's, everyone goes through that, I guess, if you're exposed to people who believe things on the other side of the political aisle. And I feel like I'm always the one, you know, in our social world, I'm always the one. And I learned from my parents that they just bit their tongue and didn't say anything. They didn't engage. I mean, I remember being a kid and going to a cocktail party that couple that my parents were friends with. The entire theme of the cocktail party, every hors d'oeuvre, everything was named after some sort of horrible Hillary and Bill Clinton thing. Like the entire cocktail party. And they know we're Democrats. I mean, they know that they invited a whole family of Democrats. No one cared. You know, it was just like, well, all right. So I guess if we want to stay friends with these people, we just shut up and deal with it. It's a pretty terrible way to live, but that's, you know.
But that's the way it is. And anyway, but I just wanted to have sort of a regurgitation of a discussion about freedom of speech, because it's there every day as part of this program. That's why I have Jennifer and Victoria and Jay, because they all have different points of view on things, so everybody can hear them and not have them discounted. That's kind of the philosophy here on the DJV program, which you're going to hear, by the way, recounted through the course of the day every day. The DJV show, one thing about it that's unusual is you can hear the whole program all day, every day at djvshow.com. You can also catch up with sort of a mini bite of the program through our podcast, the DJV download, most recently discussing what newly released police body cam footage reveals from the Rust shooting. We certainly have plenty of things on the situation in Ukraine, the most recent conversation about the resistance there. The cost of living in America, there's all kinds of stuff that's going on every day that we want you to know about. So catch up, if you will, with what you haven't heard during the program on the DJV download at djvshow.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
New message.
Hey, man, it's Devin, you know, from that time you accidentally emailed me because you thought I was a different Devin. Oh, and your email signature said confidential. If you received this in error, please delete. That's so you. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat. When are we setting sail, Captain?
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Oh, and no, you did not receive this message in error.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Hi. Good to have you along with us. The focus on what's going on with social media, Twitter, I can't escape the conversation. As a matter of fact, it's a good one. Before we get to Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake, I want to talk a little bit about Frankie and Grace, or Grace and Frankie, the final season, the fact that Jane Fonda is 84, Victoria and the ladies having a good conversation about this. When you look at how Jane Fonda looks, her activity level, her brains, her looks, all of that stuff speaks to just how she's decided to take care of herself, plus genes, I guess, although her father died in his 70s. I don't remember his mother. Her mother was an English lady. I don't remember how long she lived.
Didn't her mother die sort of tragically?
She killed herself.
She was
young. I think she did, her father was with other women, and she wasn't.
She's had a
healthy,
rough life. Anyway. She's had a really rough time of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know how old Lily Tomlin is. Not that old. She's
a year
70s.
Younger.
Oh, just a year? Oh,
yeah. That's
she's
the thing. I always 82. Think. Yeah, I mean, Jane Fonda gets all the attention as sort of being, you know, the great beauty, and at 84, she looks gorgeous. Lily Tomlin's like 82 and a half or 83.
Yeah, but let's face it, she's not that attractive.
Well, no, but she looks, but like, look at her face. She doesn't have any wrinkles. She looks incredible.
Yeah. So, geriatric women and the stories. So, Sam Waterston is still in it. Martin Sheen is in it, right? Isn't that, those were the two mainstay guys. So Waterston, by the way, has to be close to 80 if he's not over 80, and he's still very active, very
busy. I do think it's funny
busy.
That the men are younger. The men are in their 70s, I believe.
Are they?
Yeah, they're younger than the ladies, which was good. That's fun casting because it never happens that way. Yeah, it never happens that way in Hollywood.
There you go. So anyway, the last season is the last season because they've tired of doing it. They can't come up with scripts anymore. It looks to me like they can almost ad-lib the thing.
Yeah, I mean, it ran 7 seasons, so that's a lot. And that's the longest running thing that Netflix has ever put out as an original.
Yeah.
So it's and they're also doing other movies. Lily and Jane Fonda are doing another movie together.
9 to 5. Aren't they doing 9 to 5?
I think that's one of the rumors.
Of
yeah, they're doing that with Dolly. And, they're busy ladies. It's great.
And what's the subtitle of 9 to 5 for these guys at this age? That'd be kind of cool. All right, so, Jane.
Working till 95, maybe.
Yeah, right.
There you
9 to 5 becomes 95, yes. Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake, up, down, sideways, and why the attention of the focus now?
Well, Jessica Biel is from doing different interviews promoting her miniseries Candy, and one of the things she discusses, she and Justin Timberlake are coming up on their 10th wedding anniversary, and she was just saying how their marriage has had ups and downs, but she's proud of it. She's proud of the work they've done. They have 2 kids together. There was that issue, in 2019, where he got a little too cozy with one of his co-stars. He just drank a little bit too much, and he issued a public apology. Insiders say that she was the one that pushed him to that public apology because she was like, no, you need to take accountability for what you did.
Yes. He was hammered. He didn't do any. He was, you know, holding hands or something with the co-star, and he insisted nothing
and
happened.
The photos looked horrible, but when you see the actual video and how things played out, it was nothing. Like nothing happened.
Much ado about
nothing.
I mean, I wouldn't want my husband doing that just for the
right. But he used poor judgment in drinking too much.
Yeah. Then there's that other TV show she does about the sinner. That's a really dark show, but it's an interesting show as well.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Congress will hear testimony today regarding the border crisis that continues to get worse. One of those testifying, Arizona Sheriff Mark Daniels on Fox News this morning.
I read the plan from Secretary Mayorkas, and the first statement says it all. We inherited a problem from the previous administration. When President Trump was in office, we saw a manageable 400 migrants a month. Now we're up to almost 8,000 migrants a month.
Russia's state-owned energy company Gazprom announced Wednesday morning that it has fully cut gas supplies to Poland and Bulgaria. Some are saying it's retaliation for their support of Ukraine at this time of war. The gas company says it's because Poland and Bulgaria refused to pay their bill in Russian rubles. USFL Football League Week 3 has 2 games on Saturday and 2 games on Sunday this weekend. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Elon Musk on Tuesday criticized Twitter's top lawyer for banning stories on Hunter Biden's laptop, a story that could have changed the outcome of a presidential election. Quote, suspending the Twitter account of a major news organization for publishing a truthful story was obviously incredibly inappropriate. End quote. Elon's takeover of Twitter still has a few months to be finalized, but for any reason the deal falls through, there will be a $1 billion assessment fee due. It's unclear who would be required to pay the fee. When COVID-19 hit America, Nebraska GOP Governor Pete Ricketts did not lock his state down. He told Newsmax on Tuesday that his state received an A-plus grade from the Wall Street Journal's editorial board and praise from Politico in their scorecard because his state took such a balanced approach.
We took a balanced approach. As you mentioned, we didn't do lockdowns or mask mandates statewide or anything like that. And we tried to let people live a more normal life. And then one of the things that we did is we really leveraged what we'd done around process improvement, Lean Six Sigma, our Center of Operational Excellence. All those things, all those lessons came in very handy as we assembled the team to respond. You know, we had to put a plan in place that had called for increasing our testing, our contact tracing, getting PPE, finding quarantine space, putting together plans for at-risk communities. Our directed health measures were targeted to how many people we had in the hospital, so we never got caught up in case counts or positivity rates. You know, we looked at things that mattered.
I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, president of real estate services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
After the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. We're here with questions and answers, issues of the day. Let's have a discussion about money, shall we, for a little bit. A lot of people are reporting that they are delinquent on their credit cards. And this is something that seems to be a national problem. One of the things that people don't know or they don't understand is the trap of using a credit card. And I don't think this is just an age thing. The average American household right now has $6,358 in credit card debt. How does that square with the three of you? More? Less? None? How does that figure, $6,358, it doesn't sound too alarming to some people. Let's see. If you had,
is that an improvement or is that worse now? Because I know that a lot of credit card balances are going up.
Well, the delinquency rates are rising. That's really one of the things here. The prices of housing and what it's costing to live has meant that people have taken out more, a loan, sort of, you know, using your credit cards, a loan at 24.5% or whatever it is.
Yeah,
I have a Citibank card, and it's 24.99% at the moment. And I think it sometimes is different depending on your credit score, isn't it?
Interest rate will go down.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. So how closely do you watch, I guess the question for all three of you is a reflection of what's going on in Americana. I can tell you that I pay mine, it hasn't always been the case, but I pay mine off every month because just the interest rate, I've been through plenty of times in my life when I haven't been able to do that. And that was, you know, it's not, you look at those numbers, you look at the balances, and you wonder sometimes how people, especially if they're on fixed incomes, and they go up to, the limits, whatever the limit is, the amount of money that they tell you now in the statement, if you only pay the minimum balance, this is how long it's going to take you to pay it off, and this is how much it'll cost you.
That's like 14 years.
$500
charge.
You're
not even taking the principal down. You're just paying, interest every month. It's awful.
So why do you think most Americans carry so much credit card debt? And why do they find themselves stuck in this trap? Is it advertising? Is it the consumer?
I don't even know how many people know that interest rates make things cost more. I mean, I think there are a lot of people, and I think one of the failings of our schools is that we're not teaching people how to balance a checkbook, how to make real decisions that impact your life. I mean, even when it comes to math, I was talking with somebody the other day about geometry. Now, some people will use geometry in their life, but most people would probably find it far more useful to learn, have a class about personal finances rather than the circumference of a circle. And I'm not trying to suggest dumbing it down, but it's just reality,
And pi times the radius squared doesn't turn you on?
Yeah, I mean, it's great, I guess, but...
Yeah, it's interesting to know, but... How does it help you with your life?
People who don't really know what they're doing when it comes to their finances.
The people that defer these payments. I've known people that spent $5,000 for a vacation, and they didn't have $25 in their wallet.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. What happens, you get trapped in, I'm going to have a big vacation. And so the more prolonged debt that you have, the more your credit score goes down, 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 down. And you'll get credit. You'll get credit cards. But your rate of, they'll look at your record, whether you're paying the stuff off or not, and they'll sometimes decrease how much you're allowed to charge. But I just think it's something that is, it's just important to have a handle on it. I was looking at some of the other warning signs in household finances, for example. There is a lot of the household pulse surveys come out this week with a report based on the work they did with about 65,000 people, a 32% increase in those savings, saying that they were relying on credit cards and loans to meet their spending needs. So that's why I went down the street that I did, because I see this sort of thing and what the American consumer is doing. I mean, you think that we're doing just fine because the economy is humming along. But
people who
really?
Have money are doing great right now, and people who don't are struggling. And the rents, the rents are going up at astronomical levels. And the problem is, if you can't afford your new lease and the new rent, but you also don't have thousands of dollars to move somewhere else, what do you do? And that's the problem. Exactly. That is the very specific problem that a lot of Americans are in right now.
Okay,
and
but
basically
then
you ride it out until housing court boots you out of the property.
So that's the solution.
Well, what other solution is there?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
Some states, I know. It's a horrible predicament to be in. I have a couple friends in that predicament right now in New York City. And New York City tends to favor the tenants, but, it's still, if you don't pay your rent or if you can't and your landlord is unwilling to work with you, there's no other recourse except it goes to housing court.
1 in 10 adults, according to this report, have tapped loans from friends or family to meet their spending needs. That's a 34% increase from a year ago. And then you look at how it affects black versus white and old versus young and rich versus poor, and here we go around and around again. The borrowing that younger people your age are going through. I guess I would ask, in manner of speaking, you all, now, Jay, you just sold your house, and you're going to hold sit on the money for a while till you can find a better house for you that's less expensive, right?
No. We need to get out of our neighborhood. That's why we're leaving. But the market is so hot that homes are basically like flying off the shelves. And
everywhere.
We have to sell our home before we can buy a home. So we have that contingency where basically any contingency, you'll lose the purchase of a house because somebody who doesn't have that contingency can swoop in and get it. Yeah. So that's why we're just selling our home and then we're going to buy the home.
So I want to speak to that because Victoria made a statement that it's tough for people who are of average means, average income. And I think that your example, if I may use you, of selling the house, figuring out how to do it so that you wouldn't get caught in the trap. And that's what it sounds like to me. The trap is that even at the price range, whatever your price range is, no matter what the price range is, whether it's a low cost home, whether it's a medium cost home, whether it's an expensive home, people are coming up with the cash. So if things are so tough, where the hell is all this cash coming from?
Tons of investors.
Businesses, yeah. You have a lot of people, especially in Nashville, you have a lot of investors and businesses who are buying properties.
Yep.
And we even had an investor who wanted to turn our home into an Airbnb. Yeah, for like the bachelor and bachelorette parties and everything.
And in New York City,
that's... gave us an offer.
Yeah, and in New York City, the apartments were stalled really badly in the beginning of COVID, and now they're flying off the shelves at record prices, and it's all investors just sopping up every bit of real estate that they can.
And that's kind of where I came from. Remember, I've spent pretty much every winter since 1993 in Los Angeles, and I sold the last home that I owned. I sold in 2016, 2017, somewhere in there, and then I decided I wanted to rent like I did when I first went out there. I rented in different parts of town because I didn't want to I needed to sell the house that I had, although there's part of me that wishes I hadn't, but I did. So, you know, you go around and round and round, and I had a place in Venice that I didn't like, and I've never liked Venice, and I don't know, I went there because it seemed to be a nice neighborhood and a nice home, and it wasn't as expensive as living in Santa Monica, but it turned out to be a lousy decision because there's no good neighborhood left in Venice because of the homeless problem. So now you come back to Santa Monica, and last year what I, you know, had 2 years ago before the pandemic and where I wanted to be and what I could afford, I couldn't do it. I couldn't make it work because the rents were twice in 2 years. They went up to be almost twice what they were before. You know, a place that would cost $4,000 a month was now $7,600. It's the same place. So, you know, I hear what you're saying. And I wonder who's dough to pay for these expensive places, but they seem
That's
to be.
Why I wonder it all the time. I look around and I see people like the houses just getting purchased up, gobbled up. I'm like, who is doing that?
Yeah.
Where are they getting their money?
And so what the ladies have said is something I've heard around here. The investment companies are buying up homes to rent them out. And so there you go. And
well,
how
a lot
do you
of companies,
deal with
yeah,
that?
And to speak to what Jay was saying, the one time that, you know, right before COVID, when I went on a girls' trip to Nashville, and we stayed in an Airbnb, which was a lovely sort of townhome, and it was an entire neighborhood of Airbnb townhouses. And some investor obviously had that idea of, hey, everyone wants to come to Nashville, so we're just going to build these homes, and it's going to be explicitly for Airbnb. And the same investors who used to own strip malls and commercial real estate, there's no money in that anymore. So they're buying up residential properties.
Yeah.
And so they're,
so
that's
is that
where the
contributing
money's coming from.
To the homeless problem? Is that
Absolutely.
Sort of thing
because
contributing
if people can't
to the
afford
homeless?
To live somewhere, then it's not all just drugs and mental illness. There are people who are out on the street or living in their car because they can't afford to rent a place.
Or you have the people who are renting places, renting homes, and their landlord isn't paying the bank. And so then the home gets foreclosed on even though these
That's
people were
too.
Paying their rent, and then they can't get into someplace else.
Yep, and there's no protection for that if you are the person who has been paying the rent. If the mortgage isn't paid, then you're screwed.
So it's food for thought. The list of companies that didn't pay a lot in taxes last year has been released. There are four companies on the top of the list that paid less than, how do you pay less than zero?
They get credit.
Zero. Carry forwards. AT&T, Charter Communications, American International Group, which is a real estate and, well, they own lots of stuff. Dow, one of the worst companies on the planet.
That's the chemical company, right?
Yeah, the chemical
Dow
company.
Inc. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, right. So anyway, there are all kinds of different tax cuts that have been around, and there are companies, this is how Biden gets traction for, we got to make everybody pay their fair share, because this really doesn't seem right. There ought to be at least some tax consequences. I thought there was a minimum alternative tax that corporations had to pay.
Well, Trump lowered in 2017, he lowered the corporate tax down to 21%. It was at 35. But the problem is, when that happened, and this isn't his fault, I'm not blaming him.
Well, he didn't do it on his own. He did it through the legislative process.
Well, no. What I'm saying is his idea to lower it has nothing to do with what I was about to say. There are 19 companies on this list that are still paying below 10%, which is less than half the official rate.
Right.
So they were doing that already before he lowered the rate. So can you imagine? Yes, you're right. When Biden says, look at these corporations, they have record profits right now. There's no denying that. Record profits.
But we're not
and yet they're
at the
paying
whole
less
problem.
Than 10%. That's a problem with the tax system.
Excuse me, I just sneezed.
You okay?
But
you went away on us.
Yeah, I did too.
For a second, so I didn't sneeze in your ear.
Oh, okay.
But I think this is a lot deeper problem that requires, maybe we'll take some more time sometime this week if we have it, to talk about the ramifications of this, because the problem is deeper than just this, the superficial, they don't pay taxes stuff. 48 past the hour.
Beauty brand YSL Beauty has teamed up with Rewild, the conservation organization who work across 188 conservation areas in 89 countries to help restore some of the world's wild spaces. Three-quarters of all the planet's wild spaces have been degraded in recent years, impacting local communities and leading to a decline in biodiversity and species extinction. The two organizations have launched a program called Rewild Our Earth, which aims to protect and restore an area more than four times the size of Boston, according to YSL Beauty's Caroline Negre.
We've made a bold commitment to help protect and restore key areas, help protect biodiversity and help local communities to thrive, in addition to our sustainability commitment to reduce our impact. We have a commitment to people and the planet, and we are making key strides in transitioning to low-carbon economies and circular processes. And by taking this additional initiative to rewilding, we help nature return to its wild state, and it then allows the entire ecosystem to thrive.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com, that's ANGI.com, to get started.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535, 802-341-4535, 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money to brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Refreshing sound of your pooch. It's Warren Eckstein here on the, well, I was going to say the Doug Stephan Pet Show. Where the hell that came from, I don't know. It's the Warren Eckstein Pet Show. Maybe I should start a competing program with you. I do all these other things. Why can't I do a pet show? After all, I've learned all these things from you over the years. I can just copy it, right?
Big change. Just start talking about pee and poop and you're all set.
And today is International Guide Dog Day, my friend. I'd love you to tell us some of the stories about you helping people that are blind. It's not just for blind people, though, are they?
The guide dog, they consider guide dogs primarily.
Guide dogs in America.
That's for more visual challenges. But a lot of the work I did with these dogs, with dogs that were with people, were just amazing. And the trainers that work with these guide dog foundations are just incredible people also. But a lot of the training I did was primarily for things that weren't being done yet. Years ago, for example, there were no dogs being trained for those that had hearing challenges or physiological challenges. And some interesting stories I wrote about, where I had to tape sticks and stuff to my foot, to my leg, to walk like someone or act like someone, or clog up my ears so I couldn't hear anything to understand what. Just amazing stuff. And you know what? We're learning every day new things that dogs need to help us. But those guide dogs, thank God they have a day of their own. They deserve it. They do an amazing job every day.
We missed National Bulldogs Are Beautiful Day. I celebrated with Daisy May. I wonder who else who has a beautiful bulldog. And they're all different. There's the American bulldog, there's the French, there's the English that I have, and they all sort of, the French bulldogs are kind of peculiar looking. Do you think that's true, or do you think they're all just peculiar looking?
I've had so many dogs in my life that I can't judge other people's peculiar looking dogs. That's a tough one for me. But it's interesting. They're beautiful dogs. I mean, there's an old song by Burl Ives called "Ugly Dogs Need Love Too." I play it every week on the show, and it's true. But they're unique looking. However, the uniqueness made them very, very valuable. I mean, I hear people spending $5,000, $6,000, $8,000, and I'm saying to myself, There are millions of dogs in shelters. What do you care what the dog? Who remembers what their dog looks like after they have him for 2 days? You're in love with the inside. You could care less. But the thing is that the French bulldogs are also the breed that's getting stolen the most. So it's things you need to. But they are beautiful and they are adorable, as are bulldogs.
Well, you can rescue them. Not to say that the only way you can get them is to buy them and spend $1,500 for one. You and I both know what went on when you sent me to the Orange County Bulldog Rescue and all the bulldogs that were down there. And then I rescued Daisy May, that whole affair of her being in the puppy mill for almost 3 years. They take dogs like that are good-looking, and they try to breed them so they get more good-looking dogs. And the victim here is the mother. The father didn't have any, the father's there, in and out and gone. But the mother is the one that suffers, and dare say Daisy suffered a lot for a couple of years.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because there's a brand new study. It's something I've been working on for years and years and years. I'm so sick and tired of people that say nothing can be done. I always tell people that if you say you can't do it, you're right, you can't do it, but that doesn't mean it can't be done. And the new studies coming out are saying that all animals, not just dogs and cats, but goats and horses, that have suffered really severe either psychological or physiological abuse, these type of dogs, once they're in a situation where they're no longer being abused and they're being cared for and handled properly and loved, they come around. So for those people who say, well, there's nothing you can do for the dog, you have to be put to sleep, that's all garbage. No matter what, I've taken dogs, I've worked with dogs, I've talked out of New Jersey, Newark, New Jersey, I think in the 80s, I broke up a dog fight and had four dogs that they wanted to kill right away. It took me 6 months to get these dogs adoptable, but they found homes. So the good news is the studies are now saying that no matter what the neglect, no matter what the abuse, with the amount of love, care, and TLC, all animals can come around and be really productive members of the family.
We see that too with racehorses, because my dad and I are working with a group that finds permanent homes for retired racehorses, and some of the horses have seen a lot of abuse, and it's unbelievable how they can turn around and have become therapy horses for kids with autism and special needs, for prisoners. I mean, it's unbelievable what a rehab animal can do.
They're using those horses now for PTSD with veterans as well.
It's amazing.
As a matter of fact, the other day was National Help a Horse Day. The equine companion groups Help a Horse Day, creating awareness and promoting the protection of abused horses, and there are a lot of them. That's right. What you just said made me think about that. We forgot to talk about it the other day. Old racehorses that have run out. They've been drugged up to the nth degree. And I think there are shelters, aren't there, for horses now?
Oh, absolutely. There are many, many horse rescues out there doing incredible work. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. Thank you, Warren. Warren Eckstein, check him out at thepetshow.com. It's 59 past.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.